John Reap, BunnyBoneOmaha.com to see him this weekend, tonight through Saturday. What's your Twitter there, John?
JONREEP, John Reap. Verified.
And you're cool, you're verified.
Look for the blue check.
Yeah, we're verified too. I don't know what that means, but we all are.
We're verified.
It means you get a little blue check.
That's all. That's all.
And for people listening other places in Omaha to us this morning, where can you find your dates?
Oh, at johnreep.com. JONREEP.com.
Now, you've done TV and movies, things like that. Is anything in the future we can see on screen?
Well, I'm hoping. I just filmed a pilot long ago in Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh, really? Place.
Yeah.
Or they call it a pilot.
It's a pilot jack, like a bunch of pallets.
Is it about a guy come back to mess with his fat girl?
Right, no, that's a different show. I am working on that. I still have to workshop that one. It needs a better ending. But no, I did a... because all the late night shows are either in L.A. or New York.
Right.
And so I filmed my own late night show. There's this place in Hickory called Sims Barbecue. It's a barbecue restaurant, but it's also like a barn.
Got it.
And they have live banjo, like bluegrass music, and they have, cloggers come out on the weekends, and it's great. So we filmed it in there. It's like a Tonight Show. I come out. I do the monologue.
Right.
There's an audience. I got one of my buddies from high school, this big, fat, redneck guy named Tim. He sits on a recliner. He's like my sidekick, but he don't do anything.
Right. He just sits
in a recliner, and he eats barbecue, and he dips, and there's an Apple II computer that he pretends to check Facebook Live questions, but he doesn't know how to work it. So it doesn't do anything. He just sits there. And we have a house band, bluegrass band. We have guests. I had the mayor of Hickory come on.
All right.
We do segments. I had Brad Paisley Skype in.
Okay.
So we have celebrities Skype in from time to time.
So you want to sell this as a show?
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a... New York and L.A. are way overrepresented in the Tonight Show market.
I got it.
And I feel like
I get it.
There should be one for everybody else in the middle of a month. We're calling it Hickory Live because every state in the country has a Hickory in it.
Oh, yeah.
Hickory's such a common word.
It is.
There is a Hickory in every state.
It's like Springfield.
Hickory Live.
So Hickory Live is, everyone else's Tonight Show.
Now, did you shop that yourself or somebody asked you to do that?
All Things Comedy, Al Madrigal, Bill Burr, their production company.
All right.
They did it, and they asked me to do it, and I knew he was thinking on a smaller scale, probably like for an internet show.
Right.
But I'm like, I know people. Let me see what I can get done here. And I ran into an old high school buddy who, I know I make Hickory sound this small, but this dude, and his name is Alan Jackson.
Okay.
So, and I love telling people, I'm working with Alan Jackson.
You are.
They go, oh, no kidding. Yeah. I didn't know he was producing stuff. I'm like, he does a lot of stuff. He's great. Now, my Alan Jackson has never been way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Got it, right.
He's not crazy about a Mercury. He's just my high school friend.
Right.
Who happens to have a production company. And so.
And the thing about that dude is, if you're 47, he was Alan Jackson before Alan Jackson became famous.
Thank you.
And I always feel bad for dudes that have names that all of a sudden become famous.
Well, that's why.
Especially in the South.
I call him
Alan Jackson.
I call him the Alan Jackson.
The Ohio State.
Okay. He's like the Alan Jackson.
Got it. Because
he was first. You're exactly right.
Right.
But he had all the equipment and everything else, and we shot it. I mean, it looks good. It looks like a fire. There's a, if you want to see the trailer, you go to HickoryLiveShow.com.
Okay.
Trailer up for
I'll
right
definitely
there.
Check that out.
So I'm trying to sell that. Still working on the podcast and auditioning as always.
Yep. Well, good. And still touring the country.
Still touring the country, man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Living the dream.
Yes, you are. And a new girlfriend and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And an old high school fatty that wants to have sex with you, right?
Yeah. Well, if she loses some weight, we'll see what we'll see what's up. She has a goal to work towards now. I'm the goal. It's funny how the tables
have doubled down on my line because my line was pretty harsh. I'm glad you doubled down and helped me out with that. Mine was pretty hard.
John should say that because he's held out.
that's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not till we're married. I'm told we're going to get married first.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun being back home, and because I've changed, the town's changed.
Right.
I realize that I don't have the patience that I used to have in terms of getting stuff done or, going from point A to point B.
Right.
Like, I'm used to sitting in traffic and being in a hurry all the time, and I come back home and I have that mentality. It doesn't fly very well. Like, I was...
Oh, you're moving too quick for your own town.
Yeah, I have no patience. I'm like, let's go, you know?
Right.
I was in a CVS. Just wanted to stop in there and get, like, a soda, right? Just want to get one item from a CVS. Right. And the place was dead. There was no one in there except for the old lady cash register, cashier.
Right.
And an old lady customer. And I'm right behind, and they're the only two people in there.
Yeah.
And they're just catching up.
Oh, no.
And it's not like I'm even visible to them. I'm just standing there with this soda in my hand.
That's not even being, first of all, that's not being too quick, L.A. That's just being.
No.
They should look at you.
Aware of your surroundings. You
right.
Just that's turn
it.
Over.
Look, be self-aware.
Still, that's the hickory pace.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It is.
If that's any small town.
But what are you supposed to do, wait?
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's the appropriate thing to do because, I can tell you what's not the appropriate thing.
It's
like, hey, can I just go in front of you, please? She's like, oh my gosh, look at this man. Gosh, I don't even have the decency to just give me a second here.
But they're catching up.
I got to give you this receipt that's 8 miles long, you know, because it's two old ladies and they know each other.
Right.
And they're just so. I don't know what the appropriate thing to do is. Maybe just a.
That's what I would do. I would be that guy.
Just drop a couple dollars on the counter and walk out.
Just throw money at him and leave.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm gonna do that next time.
Oh my God.
Or just steal it. Just walk out the door. I mean, I guess there's cameras. But I got to learn how to pace myself.
Are you being recognized around town?
That does happen a lot.
Yeah, I would think so.
And what I've done, you're going to love this.
All right.
So I got a buddy, old high school buddy. His name is Mark Hunt.
Okay.
But he's a good looking dude.
All right.
He's recently divorced as well.
All right.
And, you know, he looks like, he's so good looking, he looks like he could be related to John Stamos.
Okay, that good looking. Okay, got him.
Right. Like, think of John Stamos's brother.
Got it. All right.
And that's him.
Okay.
And so because of that, I started calling him Marcus Stamos.
Got it.
Then I went so far as to go out and make business cards. I bought a website that says MarcusStamos.com. It's a laugh.
And what's he do for
that? I had it for a year. He works
just
at
regular
he was a stock shelves at Apple.
Okay.
Right. Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. I'm just trying to live.
Yeah.
So I went and bought business cards that say Marcus Stamos. It's got a picture of him on it. And it says actor, producer, John Stamos's brother.
Whoa.
That's all it says.
Yeah.
And so now when we go out and people go like, hey, John Reap, hey, John Reap. I go, yeah, but do you know who that is? And they go, what? I go, that's John Stamos's brother, Marcus. And then they look over at him. They go, oh. Because and they see it and they believe it because it kind of looks like him. I go, yeah, I got his card right here.
You're a bad friend.
And then I hand him the card.
I got his
card. All the attention goes to him and it gets off me.
Oh, so he just loves it?
He likes it.
Does he have to go with it, though?
Because he's never had it. And he likes it because he's divorced.
Right.
And he's like, yeah.
He never gets the fame.
Right. So
does he get laid out of it?
He does.
Nice.
He does. So what he does
is. This ain't that big. $75,000 is, I know it's not minute, but that might get around. He might get.
Yeah, it has. Because I made so many business cards.
Yeah.
Because it was a joke at first. Like, I really wanted to, like, you know, embarrass him because he's kind of shy.
Right, right.
So I put these business cards all over Hickory. I've had them at Planet Fitness, in the mall, Starbucks, wherever. I just put them everywhere.
Yeah.
And people will see him go, Stamos! Like that. And some people don't know it's a joke, and some people do.
But why do they know he's there? Why do they think he's there?
I tell them because he's working on a project with me.
Me, that's it.
Yeah, like he flew out here.
Yeah.
We're doing a new pilot. It's like an Impractical Jokers type thing.
Got it.
He's a funny dude, and he wanted to be a part of the show. And they buy it. They go, okay, that's interesting. Cool, good luck. And then they just stare at him because he is a good-looking dude.
Right.
And then so all the attention goes off of me and goes to him. Now, eventually he will tell the girls that, you know, he's into. He'll say, my name is Mark Hunt.
Right.
He did that as a joke. I don't know why he does. But it doesn't matter because by then it's too late. They've already talked to him. They've already looked at him. And Stamos is in their head.
Right.
And it's like, whatever. I don't care who he is.
For him.
Look at him. He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
So I'm having fun with that.
So you're getting Mark Stamos' backwash, basically.
It's fun. Because now that I have a girlfriend, I really don't care.
Don't you ever say, listen, no. I'm the famous one. I'm John Reap. I've been on TV.
You know
I travel
what?
The country.
There's another guy named Sean who's 6'7" tall. Ex-basketball player. He's like a state champion of basketball in our town.
All right.
So he was a celebrity at a young age before me.
Got it.
And when we go out to restaurants, you know, let's say it's a Hooters where it's like
so
a
he's
bunch
like
of young
the,
girls.
He's the famous athlete from back in the day.
Yeah, and he gets the attention.
Got it.
So he goes out all the time. So we'll go to a restaurant. All the waitresses will walk right over to him and start talking to him and don't even look at me. And I go like, hi, I'll just
And he was famous for a hot minute back in the day. Probably,
yeah.
Did he play college ball even?
He could have.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's a famous high school jock.
Never left Hickory. Right.
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
No, this dude's like, he's kind of like Kramer from Seinfeld because you never know what he's doing.
All right.
He's always doing something.
Got it.
Always scheming, right? He used to sell jewelry out of a box in, you know,
but
in between classes.
But one of the things about being a celebrity, especially for you, don't you want to be famous back in your hometown a little bit? Come on.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah. You get perks.
Yeah. Is there a comedy club in Hickory?
No, they do. They have comedy nights at venues from time to time. But not like a dedicated club, like a Funny Bone or anything.
Can you do theater there?
Yeah, no, okay, I do shows there.
I was going to say.
Yeah, in fact, I have a show coming up June 27th in Hickory. I'm doing a free show. It is free for anybody who is a subscriber to my podcast.
Oh, all right.
So I'm trying to get people my age, around a good 10 year circumference of my age.
Got it.
Aren't really savvy when it comes to podcasting. You know what I mean? They don't get it. They don't know what it is. They go, do I need an iPod?
I think Hickory might have something to do with that, too.
100%.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot
I have to tell them, just forget the word pod. It's a free radio show. It's in your phone anytime you want. That's how you have to look at it. Now, give me your phone. Okay. Boom. You're subscribed. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a Reap Geek Squad out front of the theater.
Got it.
And your ticket in is your smartphone, and we need to look at it.
All right.
And if you're subscribed, you get in. If not, we'll subscribe you, then you get in.
Man, you better have five or six people
We're
out front
have a
telling
lot.
People how to do that. It's not that complicated to see John this weekend at the Funny Bone, funnybomeomaha.com.
No, that's right.
And they know
we'll take cash.
They know what the podcast
credit cards.
They know what the
Diners
podcast,
Club.
They know what the podcast is, exactly. Puss's Fluffin' John Corbett.
Waiting to fluff.
Right. Okay.
Oh, good. Very
Who's
good.
Due to phone the program. We got a new Netflix movie coming up. And John Reap's with us, funnybomeha.com, tonight through Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes. Back with us again tomorrow
Valentine's
morning.
He's our little sweetheart show.
Yeah.
I'll be your Cupid.
Yeah, your Valentine's guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little matchmaker.
Yes, you are.
You know what I've been doing recently is I do a lot of crowd work now from time to time. Mm-hmm. Gotten better at that. Inevitably, this will happen. There'll be a couple together,
mm-hmm.
and the girl will have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And while she's gone, I will talk to the dude.
Right.
And most of the time, they're not married. They're on a date or something.
Right.
And so I'll get his name. I'll get her name. And then she'll come back and sit down, and I'll say, well, we were talking about you. And while we were gone, well, your boyfriend has a very important question to ask you. Now, we've not talked about this.
Oh.
And it puts him right on the spot.
Oh, my God.
It's like the worst thing.
And what happens then? He looks at you like, you dick.
Yes. It's so bad. The audience is like, no. So just know that if you're on front and if you're a couple. And
that's not a good Valentine's weekend.
Oh, hey,
golly,
who knows
like
what's going to happen?
No.
Maybe they'll get married right there.
Friday is a perfect night to do that.
Yeah, it is.
I love that bit. Netflix, to all the boys, P.S. I still love you. We love this dude. Stars John Corbett. He's with us right now.
It's available now, and John Corbett is with us now.
Hey, John.
Welcome back, John.
Johnny Boys here, out in California, 7 a.m. How you guys doing?
Thanks for waking up early, man. You know, it's funny. One of the last two or three times we talked to you, you informed us that you used to roadie for Dokken. So every time I hear a Dokken tune, see Dokken, I think of you now. It's just a great little non sequitur that John Corbett was a roadie for Dokken.
Yeah. My next door neighbor was George Lynch, who's Dokken's guitar player. Back then, and they were in a little, him and Mick Brown, the drummer, were in a little backyard band called Exciter with this girl, Lisa Baker, and I remember I drove George out to Manhattan Beach. Don was in a bathrobe living in a beach house in probably 1983 or something like that, and driving a Corvette. He was living like a rock star before he had two nickels, man.
Yeah.
So, and he's still out there. Don Dokken's still out there playing. It's unbelievable.
And Lynch is actually hooking up with him this summer. They're back together a little bit, too. Explain the movie to us. Are you the love interest?
This time I am. In the second one, we made a little independent movie last year called All the Boys I Loved Before for Will Smith's company, and they sold it to Netflix. And next thing you know, it came out towards the end of the year and was one of their biggest hits ever, unbelievable. And so not too long after that, they said, let's make two sequels, two and three back-to-back. And that's what we did, and the second one just came out yesterday. So, you know, there's these really young adult books called To All the Boys I Loved Before by Jenny Han about three kids who live with their dad, and their mom passed away a few years ago, so he's doing the best he can. They're half Korean, half American, and they're just trying to be normal kids. But, you know, there's some hijinks and some first kisses, and, you know, it's one of those young romances.
Is this the golden age?
And I'm not having a romance with a teen.
Let's clarify that.
it's age appropriate.
I need the next door neighbor, and you know, I've been a widow dad now for quite a few years, so I meet the next door neighbor, and we start off slow, but it eventually gets deeper. So that's where that romantic is.
Yeah, because we're the same age there, John, so I'm thinking it'd be a little creepy if you were dating the teen in this flick, right?
John, is this the golden age of being an actor? If you're an employable actor, you can always find work, thanks to the streaming services, and you're not limited to just a couple studios and a couple of networks?
I think in the whole history of any kind of filmed acting, we are at the zenith of it. I mean, you've never had so many options out there. I just signed up. I signed up yesterday. They announced it. I'm doing a new show on ABC, a pilot on ABC with Katie Sagal from Married with Children.
Oh, she's great.
And it's a great one-hour drama called Rebel. And, you know, look, man, I'm going to be 59 in May, and I kind of thought the sun would be setting on this career by now, and I'm just starting something new up in a month. I mean, it's insane.
Katie Sagal is currently on the run on The Conners, too, right now. We all of us watched
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, yeah. I'm sorry. So what's Rebel about? I hope it gets picked up, because if it's you and Katie Sagal, I'm going to watch it.
Wow, the girl who Krista Varnoff, who wrote so many Grey's Anatomies and the show Shameless, created the show called Rebel, and Aaron Brockovich is our executive producer. So it's basically about Aaron Brockovich, although she's called another name in this.
Right.
Nicknamed Rebel.
Got it.
And I'm Katie's husband, and it's one of those Aaron Brockovich-type stories, and it's a strong script. Katie, I think, is going to knock it out of the park, and ABC's really behind it. Well, so yeah. I hope it gets picked up the series. I feel we haven't even shot it yet. We'll start shooting in about 3 weeks.
Soon,
I'm excited.
How soon do you normally find out after you shoot a pilot whether it's going to take off or not?
You start getting buzz about 3 months after it's finished. They love it. They love it. They're a little warm on it. Oh, they have so many shows. If you hear they love it, I love it. It increases your chances. And you'll find out maybe 6 months later they'll announce their new schedule, and you keep your fingers crossed.
Do you forget sometimes if you're waiting around for something to be picked up that you actually did it?
You don't forget that you did it because they had you on a hold, meaning if it goes to pilot, I mean, if it goes to series, you can't do anything else,
that's
right?
It. Yeah.
So you never forget you did it, because every offer that you get, you have to say no to for about 6 months, which kind of is a drag. And then, you know, I've been down this road before, so you pass on some good things, and then they eventually don't pick it up. And, you know, there's a lot of F-bombs that you say out loud about whoever didn't pick it up.
There you go. Can you tell us one project that you missed out on that that went to some other actor?
Nothing comes to mind that I'd want to brag about, but one of the movies that I didn't find out until 2 days before the premiere. I was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but I was also in My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts.
Oh, I like that movie.
And
yeah.
I knew that. Yeah, we shot for 2 weeks in Chicago, and I found out 2 days before the premiere. I thought they forgot to invite me, and I called up my agent and said, "Hey, I didn't get the invite, and I know they're having this big premiere in Hollywood." She said, "Let me get into it." And she called back and said, "You've been completely cut out of it after I told everybody I know I was in this movie."
And that was ended up being a pretty big movie, too, man. Were you like a third love interest in that movie? What were you?
I was. So at the end of the movie, She's left alone at the wedding. They drive off, and she's talking to her buddy Rupert on the phone.
Right.
And, of course, she meets this nice guy, and they exchange a few funny things and talk, and then they go dance the movie away. Well, when they tested the movie, everybody wanted to know what happened to Rupert Everett. They missed not having a final scene with him, so they went and reshot the ending with him and her dancing the movie away.
Oh, that's just so she stays with her friend and not the new love interest that was you, right? Ah, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
You know what I ran across the other day? And this is one of those movies I stop every time I see it, but I forgot John was in this, was Tombstone. What a star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Tombstone was.
Oh, my God. Tombstone. That was the best experience. I think I probably got 4 or 5 lines in that movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I hung with those guys at a Holiday Inn in Tucson in the summer of 93 for 3 or 4 months.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Whoa. It was the craziest time. It was the best, man.
Must have been some great stories on that. John Corbett, the movie's called To All the Boys, P.S. I Love You on Netflix. Hopefully Rebel gets picked up with Katie Sagal. We'll look forward to that and hopefully talk to you soon, John. We appreciate you calling, man. Thanks.
Don Dokken.
All right. There you go.
Thanks for your time, John.
I don't know. Rebel is no Hickory Live. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's going to be a tough decision for those networks out there. Rebel or Hickory Live, it's the same thing.
Pick them up both, man. I'm guessing yours shoots a little cheaper.
It's already shot.
Yeah, it's
already we've done it. You just have to give me money for it and air it. You just have it broadcast.
And you don't have to pay Katie Sagal.
Nope.
Or John Corbett for that matter.
You don't have to pay me, man.